Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsmer Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258PT in Manhattan, and always online, kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Starting off with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, conductor Eric Kunzel, and music by French composer Léo Delibes, and the Procession of Bacchus from the ballet Sylvia, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and more classical music is in store for you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Coming up, we've got Mozart, one of the piano concertos, the 17th that he wrote, that's a bit later, with Camerata Academia, and pianist Andras Schiff. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU School of Music's Midwestern Music Camp, offering learning opportunities for middle and high school-aged musicians, June 7th, 11th, and 14th through the 18th. Registration details at music.ku.edu/MMC. We are with the Werder Trio next. Got a little something for you from a 20th century Austrian composer, an alumni of the Leipzig Conservatory and Mozarteum Orchestra. We'll hear introduction, theme, and variations from Thomas Christian David with the Werder Trio here on KPR. And there you had introduction, theme, and variations from a 20th century Austrian composer by the name of Thomas Christian David here on Kansas Public Radio. 125 now here on the KU campus. We've got classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. Waiting us in the next hour is music by Veracini, Sergei Rachmaninoff. Much more still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. And Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Next on KPR, time for some Mozart. We're going to listen to one of the piano concertos from around the year of 1784, and this piano concerto was said to be inspired, at least partially, by birdsong. Mozart was known to keep a pet starling. Around this time in his life, they say that the bird's trilling helped contribute to the melodies of this piano concerto number 17 in G. Conductor Sándor Vaik leads Camerata Academia with pianist Andras Schiff on KPR. That was Mozart and his 17th piano concerto in G major, composed around the year of 1784. We heard today conductor Sándor Vaik lead Camerata Academia with pianist Andras Schiff. In just a moment, we'll have NPR News with an update of headlines. And another hour of classical music awaits us, one that'll bring us music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a little music for cello and piano, plus a Haydn symphony, the Mercury Symphony, with Tafelmusik. We have that and more still to come during Kansas Public Radio's afternoon classical music. Something else that's happening pretty soon, KPR and its spring membership drive are going to get started on Friday morning with a power breakfast. You can help us get off to a strong start. The power breakfast will match your pledge dollar for dollar. So double the value of your pledge. $50 becomes $100, $200 becomes $400, and so on. Save the date. The power breakfast is on this Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 a.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. Temperatures in the low 60s here on the KU campus. Sky's partly sunny, a low tonight around 49. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 86. Wednesday night should be mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, and our next chance of showers looks like it'll be on Thursday. This is KPR.
Farmers have...
Join us today for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD, with Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
A news, Moira.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from United States Postal Service, dedicated to putting reliability at the core of USPS Ground Advantage to help businesses operate smoothly. More at usps.com/groundadvantage. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's Contredanse and Rondo from Les Boreades. Music by Jean-Philippe Rameau, played by the Orchestra of the 18th Century, led by Franz Bregan on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson, and back for one more go-around, enjoying classical music on a Tuesday afternoon. Until 3 p.m. rolls around, we've got music for cello and piano, an Oriental Dance by Sergei Rachmaninoff, plus the players of Tafla Musik with the Mercury Symphony, Symphony No. 43 by Haydn, all ahead of us here on KPR. We'll keep things moving right along with conductor Reinhard Goebel and the Ensemble Musica Antiqua Cologne to enjoy 18th century music from an Italian composer and a person said to have had a bit of an eccentric reputation, music by Francesco Maria Veracini and his Fifth Concert Overture, next on KPR. Concert Overture No. 5 in B-flat major, music by composer Francesco Maria Veracini, played by Musica Antiqua Cologne, conducted by Reinhard Goebel on Kansas Public Radio. 2:22 now. Stay with us for the ensemble Tafel Musik, with us in just about 10 minutes' time for the Mercury Symphony, Franz Joseph Haydn's 43rd. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com. We're joined next by cellist Maria Kliegel and pianist Bernd Glemser. A little tune for you by Sergei Rachmaninoff, this they call The Oriental Dance on KPR. From Sergei Rachmaninoff, music known as Oriental Dance, a tune for cello and piano played by cellist Maria Kliegel and pianist Bernd Glemser on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Catch more classical music tonight, of course, between 7 and 9 p.m. You can hear music from KPR's live performance studio anytime over at our website. You'll find recent performances by the Bach Aria soloists, members of the Topeka Symphony and the Spire Chamber Ensemble, and many more. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and click on the music link to enjoy great sounds from our studios anytime. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District CASA Association in Leavenworth, offering supervised visitation and safe custody exchanges through the Child Exchange and Visitation Center. Details at casalvks.org. Time now for the players of Tafel Musik and conductor Bruno Weil with a Haydn symphony. We're going to listen to the 43rd symphony that Haydn composed, and this one, like a few of different symphonies by Haydn, this one has a nickname. It's called the Mercury Symphony. Only the thing is, as I looked into it, apparently no one really knows why it's called the Mercury Symphony. It was composed around 1771, but didn't appear to have acquired that nickname until sometime in the 19th century. Here's what I was able to find on a website about the history of Haydn. Quote, "The silly nickname Mercury became attached to this symphony only in the 19th century. It is entirely lacking in relevance." Sounds just like me. We'll enjoy the Mercury Symphony with Tafel Musik on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Mercury Symphony, Symphony number 43 in E-flat major by Franz Joseph Haydn from around the year of 1770, and played today by the ensemble Tafel Musik, conducted by Bruno Weil. And with that, it's just about 3 p.m. All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. Catch more classical music this evening between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoons. I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow. Right now, on the KU campus, it's 66 degrees, highs around 67 today, partly cloudy tonight, low of 50. Tomorrow's going to be an even warmer day, sunny skies, a high of 87, and for Wednesday night clear, a low of 63. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
And All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered, next on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting KU Jazz Ensemble 1, with guest Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Thursday, April 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 69 degrees in Topeka, 66 here in Lawrence. You're listening to All Things Considered, and it's 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Coming up in just moments, our weekly science news roundup. Today, focusing on space news. There is quite a bit. Then we'll get you an update of news headlines at 3:30. At just about 4:15, many people in rural Kansas towns will tell you that keeping their grocery store is just as important to them as keeping their school or their hospital. But some newer solutions to grocery problems in rural areas have not completely solved the issue. Plains, Kansas is set to lose its grocery store this month.
You're still going to be operating on razor-thin margins, but creative ownership models, they redistribute the burden.
Coming up on KPR, the options that are left for small towns trying to keep their grocery stores open. Coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options, and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
More programming and less fundraising. That's our goal pretty much always here at KPR. One way you can help is to make a pledge on Friday morning. You will be matched $1 for $1 during our Power Breakfast. squeezing an entire day's fundraising into 90 minutes Friday morning. We cannot do it without you, however, Friday morning, 7 to 8:30 a.m., and then that'll be it for the fundraising for the day. Join us for KPR's Power Breakfast on Friday morning.
Support for NPR
has brought punk to high fashion. Stars love to wear his clothes everywhere, from the red carpet to the courthouse.
Right. Go to Mark.
Yeah.
He'll dress you for your trial.
Sofia Coppola turns the camera on her friend Mark in her first documentary. A conversation with the filmmaker about how she followed Jacobs from concept to runway on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haines and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review, available on the Kansas City PBS YouTube channel.
News headlines are coming up next at 66 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. The time is 3:30.
It's not clear if the two were related. Neither the US nor Iran have commented on Pakistan's now public offer to host talks. The country has warm relations with the Trump administration, Iran, and Gulf nations.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A conference committee at the Kansas State House has voted to remove a piece of welfare data sharing that would automatically enroll more children in a summer food program. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains.
The data sharing proposal between the state's Department of Children and Families and Department of Health and Environment was initially designed to find fraud. The Senate added a section to the plan that would automatically enroll eligible Medicaid recipients into the Summer Food Assistance Program. Sunbucks gives $120 in food assistance per year per child. The removal of the language means families may need to apply instead of being automatically enrolled. Democratic Senator Cindy Holscher says the bill creates another barrier for kids needing food assistance.
It's another bill now without that amendment that adds more red tape.
Supporters of the bill argue it protects the integrity of safety net programs. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas House lawmakers have approved a bill that aims to regulate prescription drug prices by creating more transparency in health insurance transactions. The bill includes tracking transactions by pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Those are intermediaries that broker deals between drug manufacturers, insurance companies, and pharmacies. Supporters of the bill argue major PBMs use anti-competitive business practices to artificially increase drug prices and keep the profits. Republican Representative Angela Steens says that has unfairly inflated the cost of life-saving drugs.
Charging $250 to $300 a vial for a little insulin bottle that costs $8 to $10 to produce. That is criminal.
Critics of the bill say the changes would lead to increased health insurance costs. The bill now heads to the Kansas Senate. The war in the Persian Gulf has driven fertilizer costs up dramatically at a terrible time for farmers. Farmers plant major crops like corn and soybeans in the spring, but first they put down lots of nitrogen fertilizer, chiefly urea. Urea is made with natural gas, and almost half the world's exports of it typically ship through the Strait of Hormuz. Urea's prices have shot up by about 30% since the strait closed. Josh Linville is vice president of fertilizer at Stone X. He says it's his nightmare scenario.
It would be this exact event during this exact time of year. It doesn't get much worse than what we're dealing with today.
The Fertilizer Institute predicts American farmers will be short perhaps 2 million tons of urea this spring and will grow less food because of it. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast tonight with a low around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer with highs in the upper 80s down to the mid-60s tomorrow night. It's 3:35.
It's All Things Considered. A range of states around the world.
It's like a global game of whack-a-mole. And the mole is fast. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Rural communities across Kansas have been losing their grocery stores, and now small towns are coming up with some new ways to revive them. But some of those solutions have just not panned out. Kaylin Moore reports on different options being examined in western Kansas.
Residents in Plains, Kansas, combining nonprofit and for-profit ideas. Donations helped to fund the store, and profits will go to community projects. The store kept building costs low by acquiring shelving and refrigeration supplies from a local dollar store liquidation sale. Venter says he is not concerned about other stores closing in similar towns.
We have spent countless hours and weeks and months studying the math. Business comes down to math. If the math doesn't work and it's too risky, shouldn't do the project.
Venters hopes the model they're using can be another non-traditional solution that communities could copy to open badly needed grocery stores. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. For more stories like this one and see photos and more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you know that if you're 70 and a half years or older, you can make a tax-advantaged contribution to KPR through a qualified charitable distribution? To learn more, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org under the Support tab.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies throughout the state as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then, President Trump's deportations, tariffs, and now the war with Iran have been taking a huge toll on U.S. farmers. We're going to talk about that. Also, we'll get part two of that story we heard at the beginning of yesterday regarding risky older drivers renewing their driver's licenses and the pressure it puts on adult children to decide when to take car keys away from an aging parent. No easy answers in this one, but we are going to talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 50. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Proven Winners, with Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs, offering hydrangeas, lilacs, evergreens, and more. Their full collection is at provenwinnerscolorchoice.com/NPR. From Clarivate, sponsors of the Pulse of the Library 2025, a global survey of academic, public, and national libraries on AI's impact and evolving priorities. The survey can be explored at clarivate.com. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. This is NPR.
A conversation with Sofia Coppola on her first documentary about the rise of her friend, designer Marc Jacobs. That's on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 69 degrees in Topeka, 74 in Abilene. The time is 4 o'clock.